96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Jokers Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, March 8th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty Any Company right up until 6 p.m. And today is International Women's Day. So I'd like to say happy International Women's Day to all the women out there. All the women in my life, my better half MJ, all my sister-in-laws, my mother-in-law, all the women who've been my supervisors in the past, bosses, managers, all of that, teachers, all of that good stuff. If I missed you, physicians, everything. You're in between. And for those lucky enough to still have, you know, those special women in your life, like your mom and your aunts and stuff, cherish that moment today and honor them, all right, for all that they've contributed over the years. So I think the tone of the show today is to definitely, you know, celebrate women because it is International Women's Day. And, of course, you know, we want to talk about, you know, women here in the Bahamas and you know, of course, in the first hour, we want to talk, you know, women in politics and nation builders. So I said, you know, no better than my good friend, you know, from the Free National Movement, the deputy chairman of the Free National Movement, Ms. Heather Hunt. Long time no talk. Good to see you.
Long time no talk. Good to be here.
How's everybody? How's the fam and everybody? Got us caught up with that. How is you?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to be here on International Women's Day. I'm working hard. And, you know, that's just what I am doing every day, getting up and showing up. And
there you go. And, I mean, when we talk, I mean, you've been one of the women that have contributed to the political scene over the years. And we've had many women in FNM as well that have contributed to where we are today as nation builders.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the FNM is a party with a rich legacy when it comes to women participation in politics. So that really is unmatched, and the story really can never be told enough. Just recently, you know, just to remind persons out there how proud we are of our very first lady, Dame Janet Boswick. At CARICOM a few weeks ago, the CARICOM organization came to town and bestowed the Triennial Award to Dame Janet. She's only the 13th woman to ever have received that throughout the Commonwealth, throughout CARICOM, for her stellar record of excellence, really, in women's affairs and politics in the Bahamas and the region. So that's the legacy we stand on, Naughty, and her and many, many, many others. So we are a proud organization celebrating all on International Women's Day.
I know that when you look over the past, we've had women, like you say, champion the cause, be trailblazers. But where are we at in 2023? I look around and I say, well, we need more women in the front line. We need more women up front.
We do. I mean, and that's the fact. At the end of the day, there are many women in the House of Assembly now, but the proportion is nowhere near at the end of the day, there are 51% of the electorate are women, and there's nowhere near 51% of representation in the House of Assembly. And, you know, that's what it is. It's been historically at, you know, as low as 11% sometimes. I think this last election cycle, of course, there was an increase because there were seven females elected in the House of Assembly. I think if I have anything to do with it, it'll be the last time the FNM has no female MP
So now you caused me to jump up to that. I was going to ask the question later, but since you mentioned it like that, well, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me be the professional that I am. So is there any rumors that I've been hearing, you know, in my circles that Freetown might be an option for you in the next election? If given the blessing and if everything's copacetic and all that good stuff. Okay. You know, all the procedural stuff.
Okay, you went straight. Okay, I went straight there.
I can throw the fastball. You're looking fastball. I got to give you fastball.
Well, you know.
And I know you can hit it. That's why I threw it.
That's fine. That's where my heart is, Naughty. I'm not going to run away from that. I was born in Lion Road off Sutton Street in Camp Road. Spent most of my formative years at St. Margaret's Anglican Church on Camp Road. Where I was christened, I was married, my children were baptized. So I'm a
Camp Road. You got roots in the community?
Yeah. And so although the last time I was afforded the opportunity to run for the FNM, I did run in Marathon constituency. And of course, that's a special place in my heart. If I am given an option or a choice, or if I'm able to apply and express where I want to be, it's time to go home to see what I can do. I mean, a lot of things that I'm planning that, you know, and putting together that I'm not quite ready to talk about yet.
When you're ready, you know, you have a platform right here too that are there at a time.
But for me, it's Freetown first. That's what it's all about.
But I think to hear that, I mean, to talk with how it came up in some of my circles was residency. And I said, I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. One, because I know your history in the community. And two, because you were very, you know, thorough at what you do. If you're going to undertake that constituency, you're going to know about it. You're going to know who the people are, who's your people. You can be on the ground. You're experienced. So why not? I think you, that might be the remedy for that constituency.
Well, you know, it's basically time, and it's fitting, like I said, on this day, I guess. I guess this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly, so what a irony that it's International Women's Day. But Naughty, the women of our party and the women of the Bahamas and just everyday women around the world are taking a time out today to stand up and say, you know what, we're here to show up. I show up to work every day. I show up at home every day. I show up in the organizations that I'm a part of every day, and I work hard. If and when, and if that is a part of the call on my life, that I end up serving the people of the Bahamas in the House of Assembly every day.
And that's what we need to hear. And I think I'm glad to see, how should I put this? I don't want to ruffle no feathers, but I'm glad to see my generation in the fight, man. You know what I mean? My set, that's what I'm so glad to see.
But you know, I have this conversation all the time. And you know, it's good to ruffle some feathers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told someone, you know, just a few other people the other day, it's like, you know, do you really sit down and just wait patiently for it to be your turn? I mean, for example, Sir Lyndon Pinling was the prime minister before he was 40. The prime minister, Ingram, was the prime minister by the time he was 45 years old. So we are in our early 40s. Like, what are we waiting on? Are we really patiently waiting?
And they gave our generation a mandate. Study, go to school, be thinkers, ask questions, be changers, be the agents of change. But give us the opportunity to do that now since we're prepared for it.
I guess so. And so having done all of that, you still have to come home and toe the line, I think. I think not Naughty. I think it's the 80s and late 70s. Well, yeah, some people may not say 80s. 80s too young, though. The 70s and 80s time.
Yeah,
time.
And I think that another thing, too, that we have to get over is the misogyny that's rampant everywhere. I mean, if we have women that are capable of leading and capable of being the best in their fields, they should be given the opportunity. Like I tell people all the time. Listen, I got to go in for heart surgery, and the best person to save my life is a female doctor. Get every dude out of there. I want female nurses. I want her team of save me. So at the same time, when running a country, we should look at it in a mature light in that vein as well. And I think that brings up my next question. Mr. Pintard is the leader of the FNM. You expressed interest, obviously, in returning to frontline politics. How is it working with him as far as being a woman, and is he open and, you know, supportive of the female agenda in politics within the party?
Well, you know, part of the reason that he has my unwavering support is not just what he says in private, right, but what he actually says in public and does, right? So everywhere, and I wouldn't say everywhere, but quite often you would hear his commitment to increasing participation of females within the Free National Movement. As far as even when he speaks or goes somewhere or we have itineraries, he's always, Heather, how many women are going? And you know, I'm like, well, maybe no ladies can go today. But even down to the little things, he is very conscious of making sure that there's equity and equality, you know, throughout everything that happens in the organization. Of course, he's a great supporter of the Women's Association, which is the organ of the party, you know, responsible for advocating for women and building up the block of the party. So he gives them great support. And of course, all of us female officers, I mean, there are very many female officers. At, you know, right now I'm the deputy chairman, but he gives us all support and lets us do what we need to do, gives us a space at the table, but actually listens. And so, yep, he is the guy that has my support, Naughty.
And see, I mean, but, you know, I like to ask those kind of questions because obviously, you know, we are looking, obviously, if you look at the political landscape over the last 10 to 15, maybe 20 years, it's what I call a ping pong situation. The ball keeps going from one side of the table to the next. And if you look at currently what's going on in the nation, it's kind of leaning toward doing that again. So we have to be prepared the next go around to have all hands on deck, whether it's a new administration or a strong opposition. However it pans out, we need to get better from where we are right now. And I think women being involved in that process is very important. I know a lot of my homeboys right now, man, Naughty, you don't know how we feel on this. If women are good enough to do the job and good enough to lead, why not?
Why not?
I mean, we've been doing it this way for 50 years and it's not been working out too well. Maybe we try some different techniques.
Well, that's true. You know, try something different. But I mean, not anywhere else. I mean, I read the newspapers today and I saw the spread. The Guardian had their supplement. All of the different entities in corporate Bahamas showcasing and recognizing their women on the occasion of International Women's Day. For example, the BFSB congratulating an all-female team, or Commonwealth Bank speaking about the 448 female workers in Commonwealth Bank with a female president and several female VPs. I just felt good looking in the newspaper today and knowing that we were, along with the rest of the world, celebrating women. Even the Director General of the Ministry of Tourism was featured, many different women featured in the supplements today. And so women are already leading, Naughty, in church, at home, professionally, civic society, and in politics to a degree. So the only issue is, you know, when is the glass ceiling going to break? But it's going to break some way and someday. Until then, I'm just calling for all the women who are now engaged to show up every day, giving it 100%, you know, remembering what it is. We're not really here to have social club because we could go to Rotary or somewhere else for that.
There you go.
You know, we're here.
Not wrong with Rotary.
Nothing wrong with it. No, I'm just saying if that's what you want to do and how you want to serve, we do that there. Red Cross and Girl Guides and all of that.
And then?
And that has its place.
Then it's the political arena.
And
which
then
is
it's the hand-to-hand combat.
Of political, of life in politics.
Of life in politics.
Well, this has started off to be a great conversation on this Wednesday edition. We know we normally open the lines, and they are open. All right, phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. All right. We're about to get to the break, but let's get this caller right now. And our special guest today, like I said, my good friend, the deputy chairman of the Free National Movement, Ms. Heather Hunt. And let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man? It's your boy, man.
Hey, what's going on?
I normally call for the sports, but I got a call to give Ms. Hunt. Props, and I'm not in no party or nothing like that. I just see how she carries herself and the things she does. I think she's gonna do good stuff there. You know, if my good friend LBJ was the leader, I would have probably been more involved. You know how that goes. But I mean, you're right. We've been doing this. But yeah, I know we get that right, so we might as well try something. Same, you know.
I mean,
and you know, I also before you go, I want to shout out. My pharmacist leaders, the president of the Pharmacy Association, Shanti Hill, McBride, past president, Michelle Finlayson, other past presidents, who females who did wonderful jobs leading us. I'm a past president, and I'm proud to sit in a room with them and call myself.
But I was about to segue, but you jumped all over it. You know, being the professional that you are, you didn't forget that. You made sure I get in. We had to get in.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we want to salute our women. We need them. We need strong women. And as men, you know, when y'all let us off the hook, things just go bad. Y'all have to lead, not just in terms of leading, but also lead in terms of keeping us accountable, making sure we don't want to do what it is we're supposed to do. Because the truth of the matter is, I mean, any strong man will tell you that no matter what they say, man, do things to impress women. So if y'all keep us at a high standard, we'll always be at a high standard, even the weakest of us. And sometimes that's the issue there. So y'all got to keep aggressive and keep calling us to the carpet for things like equality and equity and all those stuff. And it don't have to be everything across the board. I'm a member of an all-male Rotary Club, and I enjoy my all-male fellowship. But I also know the fact that as a club officer, the women are strong in Rotary, and they do well in some other clubs and represent Rotary well. So I'm happy to see that we getting more and more recognition for Women's Day. Hopefully, you know, as men, we'll continue to support them and move toward an equitable society. You know.
Well said. I mean, and you know, I know you don't hold no punches. You call it how you see it.
No. Now I don't want none of them quarterbacking for the Chiefs because you know I need Mahomes still left.
Yeah, but speaking of the Chiefs, you need to call back in 5 o'clock. I hear you keeping the whole receiver corps together, so we need to talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm always listening. You know.
All right, my brother, I appreciate your support. We got another call there, so we'll talk soon.
Right.
Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Graham?
Nothing, man. I want to say happy. I want to congratulate you and all the guests. You know, Bahamian men never disrespect women. In fact, some Bahamian men give the women all they paycheck on Friday. We treat our women the best. That, you know, put masks over their women, et cetera. We don't care. That's their right. But, you know, today we're focusing on Women's Day. I want to know, what is the day that we're going to start focusing on our young men and mentoring them, especially the high percentage of single mothers with young men that need to be mentored and taught chivalry and how to treat women so that we wouldn't end up in a misogynistic world. But, unfortunately, God set up a patriarchal world where if you and your wife have to lift a refrigerator upstairs, Naughty, you're going to take the heavy side with the compressor and the motor, correct?
Yeah, man, I'm going to hire somebody to lift it up there for the two of us.
Well, you see what I'm saying? If you had to, that's called chivalry. You were brought up, not drug up. The problem is we're trying to destroy the family cell, and we're trying to destroy young men because we're not mentoring them to teach them to be manly. There's a lot of things come with that, and we should get back to teaching our men to be men so they treat women properly, and we wouldn't have to have a woman's day because they feel they're being disrespected by young men that were raised by single mothers and never shown some things by fathers. I want to congratulate the world for having Women's Day, but I want to know when is Men's Day.
Well, Men's Day is the 19th of November,
yes.
Graham. And there is also an International Day of the Boy Child. But I do agree with everything you're saying. Just wanting everyone to know that, you know, it's not a one-sided celebration. We do get to celebrate everyone.
One quick question, because my time is short. I don't have the whole show. On politics, we have given both parties, you lean towards one, and other people lean towards the other. We've given both parties 25 years, and we've not built one new hospital in 25 years. The hospital we use was put there by the UBP. Isn't that ironic? Why have we not built one new hospital, Naughty, in either of your opinions, no matter, and someone can call in if they're for the other party? Why? And don't tell me we're going to do it in the future, because what you've done for the last 25 years, you're probably going to continue in the next 25. And if the health of the nation is the wealth of the nation, we don't care about the people's health because we didn't build one new hospital. I'd like to hear this answer.
All right, Graham. All right, thanks, man. Always, you know, good to hear from you. And, of course, you know, I'm sure you firing off, because I know you got your Freetown aspirations as well again. I just hope you get your $400 back this time, Graham.
because you outed me now, Naughty.
So now, sorry about that.
I thought it was a secret, but anyway.
But now the Chief Independent is you got you in your crosshairs.
Yeah,
now.
But I'm not going to, at the end of the day, Naughty. I can't speak for governance of the Bahamas. We're celebrating 50 years this year. And there's many, many, many things that we could say have not happened since independence or even before, since majority rule. So to be honest with you, I'm not going to get into hypothetical as to why it shouldn't have happened. I know that I can be held accountable for whatever happens when I am in a position to make something happen. But at the same time, I wouldn't run away from the record of the organization I am a part of. Naughty, if you remember, there were plans left on the drawing board, at least as far as Grand Bahama is concerned, for a brand new hospital to
Correct.
Be constructed. When the government changed, we suffered, and it happens across administrations, but we suffered from the major problem that things that were started under one administration, very good things, sometimes never get to continue through to the other administration. So I would invite the caller to probably ask, where is the new hospital that was already approved and funded and planned for Grand Bahama that should have been out of the ground?
Why hasn't that appeared of yet? All right, caller, we're going to get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick you up, so give us a call right back. We'll get to the first break now. On the flip side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with our F&M Vice Chairman, Ms. Heather Hunt, and we got some good questions coming up via text lines and via the phone lines, so keep it right where you got it as we continue this International Women's Day edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm flake made to order all day long. The Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian, local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Wednesday, March 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. My special guest, Deputy Vice Chairman of the Free National Movement, Ms. Heather Hunt. And, of course, we got some questions coming in. All right, on International Women's Day, what would you like to see happen with women rights, with women's rights in the Bahamas moving forward?
Okay, well,
and that's like a hot topic question
well,
to this show.
That's an easy one, really, for me, because I've been really advocating for the equality of women for many years. I want to see the constitutional amendments passed so that there's equality under the law for women and men in the Bahamas, and there's no distinction between the genders in any law. That's very broad, but and to remind everyone, you know, we try to. The referendum didn't pass. Same thing in 2016. I was very proud of the work we did in 2016. As a FNM and a known FNM, I was invited by Prime Minister Christie to participate in the Vote Yes campaign, which we worked very hard and hoped to achieve that gender equality under the law. It didn't happen then, but trust me, Naughty, that's the one thing that you're going to see me continuing to fight for. And I pray that, you know, we see it come in very short order. Because at the end of the day, there's still too many. I mean, listen, we were the other day, I was somewhere else talking and everyone was so proud that, Shawnee Miller-Weibo is putting showing that she's pregnant and look at the beautiful beach. And I'm like, how could you be so excited to welcome, we're personally excited for Shawnee, yes. But how could we be so excited to glorify another Bahamian woman whose child is not Bahamian? How could we still be doing that in 2023 and be so excited about it? So that's just one example. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women who have to go through that every day, and men who have to go through similar issues. So yeah, long answer to a short question.
There you go. Here's another one. Naughty, our Chief Justice just blew the lid off of a scam that's common on our Bahamian business community, which is Bahamians illegally fronting for foreigners owning companies in the Bahamas that are only supposed to be for Bahamians. Hopefully more will be exposed because these are jobs and companies Bahamian women can be owners of. What does your guest have to say pertaining to this kind of situation?
I read that in the newspaper this morning. I would want to read the judgment of, it was the Chief Justice's judgment. We've grown up hearing about, you know, who's fronting for who and whatever have you. I would repeat, I guess, what my funder. The reason that certain sectors are reserved for Bahamians only is because we want to make sure that Bahamians have a fair shake and a fair piece of the pie. We see an encroachment on some of these areas, you know, and people being smart and slick. I agree that it's something that shouldn't happen because it encroaches on Bahamian rights. And so I'm sure the Chief Justice would have soundly set out the reasons why he's cracking down or they're cracking down on it. And I applaud that 100%.
Okay, here we go. All right. Here comes one from left field. You know, because my taxes, they're a little wild.
Okay.
All right, so they're talking about International Women's Day. But women were assaulted on the 15th of February. Not a word from the organization, present and past, are selected with women's movements.
Okay, I know exactly what they're speaking about. But on that night, I actually made an appearance on another show and condemned the, you know, and I probably should do a better job of clipping and sending these things around like everybody else likes to post and
just
stuff.
Just send them to me and I get them on social media so I can get out there for you. So
I,
people
for
can
one,
say you did what you did.
Oh,
say,
I personally,
you know, they don't see it, they don't want to believe
I
it.
I personally, you know, definitely made a statement condemning it. So did the leader of the opposition. So did the president of the Women's Association of the organization in the newspapers. So sometimes, you know, you may not get to hear everything that is said and done, and you know, Bahamians are quick to say you ain't saying nothing. But on that particular score, trust me, I was livid just like everyone else. And I went further to say that it had nothing to do with who, you know, which organization was out there advocating. When I saw a woman being kicked and dragged, you know, like I said, the platform, that woman could have been my sister, that could have been my mother. And trust me, I spoke and will continue to speak on those type of subjects.
Now we let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Chen. I got a question. I had a comment.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Yeah, so I was wondering, the question I have was, considering that women are the first teachers of the culture, what responsibility do women have for the downfall of our culture, as per se, in terms of where we are right now as a country?
So you're saying that women are the first teachers of culture?
Correct.
So I would have to agree with that premise first, really, to take up the second part, and I don't know if that's correct. Yes, we birth children, but there are fathers present, and if they're not present, they should be present, who also teach culture and should be teaching culture. So I don't know if I agree 100% with your premise. I'm not saying they don't have any, but it's not a soul. It's not their soul.
Right. So I ask, what responsibility do they have?
Oh, absolutely. Well, as a parent, I mean, as a mother and a woman and as nurturers, we have a great responsibility to socialize our children, teach them by example. Well, like the Bible always says, train up the child in the way they should go. But that's right. Not just the mother's job.
And the reason I brought the question up is, anytime there's a situation in the family court, women automatically, 99% of the time, get custody of the children. And when you brought up the issue with Shawnee Miller Weibo, the issue is, the law currently states that if an unmarried father has a child inside the Bahamas or outside the Bahamas, he can pass on citizenship to his child.
But that is correct, and that's absolutely wrong.
But yet we only highlight what happens with the women. And I think that's where disconnect comes and people don't see the balance in anything. Well, but there's only one conversation being had.
Well,
listen.
Okay.
All right, Carla, thanks for your contribution.
And I'm glad, Carla, that you brought it up. I mean, I did gloss over it earlier when I said, and men too, that go through the same experience. But when we were trying to change the Constitution, the very group we were trying to say, to change, or the ill that we were trying to cure, is that very same example that the caller spoke about. So the just as passionate as I am on the equality of rights for women, I am equally as passionate on making sure that unmarried Bahamian men can pass on their citizenship. I mean, I'm an attorney. I practice in family court, Naughty, and there are many men who have to go out and adopt their children just in order to give them a Bahamian passport. In this day and age, that's something that shouldn't be.
Shouldn't have to be.
And I know there's talk about a citizenship bill, and I know we're waiting on the Privy Council to give a ruling on the citizenship question. You know, Justice Winder, again, would have given a ruling on citizenship. So please, you know, I am equally as passionate about getting men their rights, especially from the family law perspective, because those the babies of those unmarried men ought to be Bahamian too.
All right. Now, this has been a great conversation. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, our time's almost done, but I appreciate you stopping by. And mi casa es tu casa. Whenever you want to come back and chop it up, you know it's all good.
Thank you.
All right? And especially if you know, I see you doing your thing in free time. Now you got to hear from me on a regular.
You really took me off guard with that. But anyway, I'm good.
That's why they called me the naughty one, man. All right. But listen, and I think the response was good with that, too.
Thank you.
I think that's something that you definitely need to keep your eye on.
Yeah.
But we definitely need to have you back in your capacity as vice chairman of the FNM so we can know what's going on with the FNM and folks can actually keep abreast as to all what's going on. And that's why I got to ask you now real quick about the elefante in the room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
On International Women's Day, you know, we were in the chats today. They were hot, naughty. And I kept trying to say, guys, can we just have International Women's Day?
Yeah.
And then we could pick it up tomorrow. But you're going to talk about the elephant in the room. I got it.
I need you to help me with the elephant in the room. Sometimes women are the best person to talk to when you got to deal with the elephant in the room. They know how to do a little feng shui and move it around and get
all
it out or get it in the corner.
Go ahead.
What's going on with the FNM as far as the leadership situation? You know, Pintard appeals for loyalty as Minister speaks in Garden Hills. It seems to be undermining from the former leader, if you ask me, in my opinion, because obviously if you want to lead, you need to follow. And sometimes when you want to follow, after following, you need to lead. It's all part of the process. And as one generation and era was ended, as Dr. Minister said, you know, about the Ingram era, I think he has to accept that maybe his era has kind of ended. So wouldn't it be more beneficial for him and the party for him to support the current leadership and what they're trying to do rather than be a negative vibration, a negative force?
Well, I'll answer you this way. With the performance of the PLP government being what it is, and in my mind, this is the earliest that an electorate has ever fallen out of love with a new government.
Well, the honeymoon was over quick.
Right. I think all members of the FNM caucus, the former prime minister being one, would continue, because they are doing so in a more meaningful way, basically sing from the same hymn sheet, so that the fight and the attention is being put to the PLP and not causing any distraction and causing people to focus on what is perceived, because it really is not. I mean, it's so unfortunate with the headlines where it made me sick, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes men have a measuring contest.
That's why you got to have women involved in politics. That's what I'm saying, because you all do it a different way.
You know, but at the end of the day, listen, we're an organization that's moving forward. We're focused. We're forward united. We have one leader. His name is Michael C. Pintard, and there's no need to debate that or question that or even audition for any contenders. It's not a vacancy. There's no vacancy here. So we're doing what we need to do. Holding the PLP's feet to the fire, Naughty.
And I think that's the vein that I think the voting populace wants to see the opposition continue in, because that's what you're there for,
yeah.
To hold this present administration accountable. And I think that anything else is just a distraction.
Right. Not hiring. You know, the signs that need not apply.
No vacancy.
No vacancy.
All right. I see how he answered that elephant in the room so diplomatically? See there? That's why we need more women in politics. But I want to thank you so much.
We need more women in politics.
For stopping by. And like I said, we got to do this again. So I'll reach out to the powers that be to make sure that at least once a month you come on and you bring us up to snuff what's going on with you. I'm at the party.
Thank you, Naughty. I appreciate
and
the time.
And I appreciate the representation for women. Keep doing it, because you need to have a platform and you need to have a voice. It's 2023.
Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
There you go. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the news. And right out of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock. I see some baseball news today, so dear God, who knows what Pearlie's going to get into today. And hopefully he'll have no fender benders. But at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, got my good friend Mr. Eddie Carter in the building. We'll be catching up with him and my crew from the Island Game. They got 100,000 up for grabs if you can get that perfect bracket for March Madness. It's coming up, all on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot, buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Union Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich Combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
trip. George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:10 p.m. is the time. And of course, we're talking sports. Of course, Purdy's going to zoom in a second there. Mr. Producer, I know Peter and Bianca from the Flag Football League ready to zoom in. We'll talk to them in short order. But I got my good friend, Mr. Eddie Carter, in the building. I think this might be his first radio appearance since his retirement, eh?
You know, I was thinking, I was coming over here. I'm like, am I jonesing to get back on the mic?
Yeah, man.
After 25 years of pretty much every day, because,
you did your
family
thing.
Shop.
Yes, sir.
You did it all. So after 25 years, I was wondering, am I going to be comfortable and comfortable? But here we are.
But I mean,
the mics look the same. They haven't changed much in a couple of weeks.
They ain't changed the best.
How you doing, Naughty?
I'm good, man. I like my new space. I like my new place. You know, I mean, for years after doing it in the morning, you know how it is. You got to get adjusted. You still spring up at 4:20 every morning.
Naughty, let me tell you, I had breakfast with my wife for the first time in Nassau during week. For over 11 years.
Yeah, that was me too.
Like, first time in over 11 years.
I was like, I
got
to get used to this. After the school run, we can
do breakfast. The second wife I'm talking about. And the first one, I went 17 years without having breakfast with.
You know,
but that's what morning show does you. And then, of course, you're dead at night. So you don't want to go out to no place where you got to be out after 9 o'clock.
Well, try having to deal with jokers.
Yeah.
On top of that, man. So you know by the time that was over, it's like, I don't know.
Well, that's where my first date was. Joker's Wild. That's where I took my wife. And it worked. I got to thank you, Naughty.
There you go.
Because fellas out there, when it comes to dating, only one thing you got to do to be successful.
Make them smile.
That's all. And if you are not capable of making them laugh yourself.
Take them to Joker's
Wild. Take them to the pros.
The late, great Richard Bethel would always say that.
Let them kick back and smile away, buddy. You buy her a couple glasses of wine, you straight.
She'll
have a great time and you'll get date number two. I can guarantee you that. You'll get date number two.
For sure. But now you're doing big things with the Island Game. And they're big sponsors and they do big things. And, you know, they had the whole Christmas promotion where they gave away a ton. And now March is here.
Well, you know, Naughty.
And now the bracketologist. Yes, sir.
Sports
bracketology.
Guys. Born and bred. I've been following. I've had the same teams for over 40 years.
Me and I write
none of my teams have changed in over 40 years.
Mine too.
Yeah, I've taken my beatings, and I continue to take some beatings. But man, I love me some sports. And you know, one thing I do love now I'm working with the Island Game is the sports book.
It's awesome.
Like you watching sports all the time, like I am. We're seeing all these ads for FanDuel, and I'm always sitting and say, I
want
to do
that. I want some of that action too.
I want to have some fun with that, right? And now that's exactly what we could do. We can actually go on. Bet on NBA games. We could do parlays.
That's awesome.
You know, NFL
in-game betting, everything.
Awesome. It was totally great. And of course, one of the great events in sports and sports betting is
March Madness. You got to fill out your bracket. Several brackets.
I mean, I remember when I was younger, I'd be in like 5-6 different pools. You know, filling out my sheets and stuff and going.
That's an understatement. I was in as many as I could fill out.
Well, you've always had addiction problems, though, and that's a different conversation. we won't get into that. But of course, we know the Island Game, theislandgame.com. You go on there. You know, we got a full lotto. You got the casino, and what we're talking about today, of course, is the sports book. And remember now. You always have to be signed up, have your account verified.
Ready to go.
Got to go to Wolf Road. That's where our service center is. You go there pretty much any day up to 6 p.m., except for Sunday. That'll be 2 p.m. But go there. You receive 10 bonus bucks as soon as you sign up. You know, and, you know, everyone knows the Island Games. Percy Munnings is a legend in this country,
man.
It's so many families, the Island Game, and by extension,
Percy's
the money.
Man.
Yeah, man. It's helped many, many Bahamians. But let's talk March Madness and the fun of it. You know, I've been college basketball. I am a Tar Heel fan. I actually saw Jordan in his freshman season.
Yeah.
That's how old I is.
That's
now.
Great right there.
That's good. That was awesome.
Who's
your college team? You got a college team?
I'll be honest with you. There's two teams that I pull for. From an emotional standpoint. Grew up watching John Thompson and the Georgetown Hoyas with Patrick Ewing. And
my favorite
and
basketball player of all time.
Allen Iverson and the in-between there because they had some good pros
go from there. They did.
Obviously, you know, Georgetown hasn't been Georgetown in years.
No.
And then, of course, I also supported post-friendship UNLV simply because I always thought that was the best assembled basketball team ever in the history of college basketball. The team that won that year. And that is why I have such a hate for Duke.
Yeah, because they upset them.
Because they upset them. And in addition to that, the classic rivalry between North Carolina and Duke. I was always a Rasheed Wallace fan. I was always, a McCants fan.
Vince Carter.
There you go.
Vinsanity, baby. How did you not like Vinsanity?
I would have to say now I've become more.
And who puts Coach K last two losses.
Thank you very much.
Courtesy of Chapel Hill, baby, there including in their park, in their court, baby.
And that's what I like about college basketball. You can
let me get away then.
In 1 second, Pearly. Yeah, right. That's why I love college basketball. In a day at 12 o'clock, you could start and you could watch St. Francis versus St. Joseph's. And by 10 o'clock, you got some great games everywhere in between. And for a sports junkie like Earl, Pearly, now you chime in. This is right up your alley, right?
Well, first of all, I want to say hello to my fellow Dodger. Let's get that clear.
Let's start there. Go Blue.
Let's start that.
This is going to get thick.
Go Blue. I met Kershaw a couple months ago.
You had an in.
Unky going to watch games in Chicago this year now.
And call them, man. I know about
that. But you could pull a Harry Carey, seventh in, and have that Budweiser and say, check out the guy in the sombrero.
Now, let me tell you guys. Let me tell you the power. Naughty, I don't know if you've mastered the power of your position yet. Here's what I did. I got myself through the NFL. Field passes, media passes for the Baltimore Ravens with DeVar Darling was there. I saw the Raiders play them twice.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Kansas City, did the same thing, right? Because DeVar played. I got a media pass in the locker room after the game with all the studs of the NFL, baby. Call them, let them know you're covering it for the Bahamas. Let me go.
I've been there.
You've been there, done that?
I got the Super Bowl when Brady lost to the Eagles.
Oh, gosh. Why you say it like that, though?
Because, you know, my Cowboys wasn't in the Super Bowl. I wanted to go watch them beat Brady.
I hope you didn't do what I did.
No, I didn't really milk it. I milked it for Cowboys. I went to Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys, Redskins.
I milked it for the Raiders,
yeah,
too.
Cowboys, 49ers.
I milked it for the Raiders. But I made a crucial mistake. The first time I went to Baltimore, into their new stadium, right? Mm-hmm. I took my wife.
Yeah, y'all got the brakes beat off.
I got her the media pass, right? Right, as well. So after the game, guess who was next to me in the man's locker room with the Raiders and the Ravens? My wife.
Of course.
Needless to say, a couple of weeks later, we were in divorce court. She had to look around and say, hold on, that's available?
I guess you didn't make the final cut there, Eddie.
I didn't make the final four.
You didn't make the final four, that's
absolutely for sure.
That's what you get for milking your past.
A big mistake, baby, I made that day. But this year is an interesting year in college basketball. A lot of football teams, colleges.
Yeah.
Are in the hunt big time this year. So I've been looking at it. Here's the top eight. As I'm saying right now, the eight teams that legitimately can win. That's what they say, okay? Now, you mentioned when you started watching basketball, one thing I noticed about this list, a couple of old schools. Mm-hmm. Marquette
back there.
Marquette. When was last time Marquette
Dwayne
made a big deal? Yes, man.
Before Dwayne Strait.
Yeah, you got it. Purdue is in the hunt this year. University of Houston's come along.
The Cougars. And remember that great program they had back in the day?
Of course I do.
And they went to perennial Final Fours, never could win it.
Absolutely.
But they were in
Clyde
the finals.
Clyde and stuff.
And Hakeem Olajuwon and all of those guys.
That's right. UConn, we know them better from women's. They dominated the women's, but they've had some national championships on the men's side,
They won a couple
too.
On the men's side as
absolutely.
Well, too.
UCLA, you called traditional a little bit earlier right there.
When you think of UCLA, you think of Louis Ferdinand Alcindor, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You think of Bill Walton.
Yeah.
And then later on, you think of some of the other UCLA teams that did well with Toby Bailey and those guys.
And maybe the biggest surprise of all, Alabama's
been a great program the last 3-4 years in college basketball.
How'd that happen? Dude, once COVID came around, everything changed.
They haven't been this good since Latrell Sprewell played for the Crimson Tide.
Choke him, Spree.
He never choked, boy. He never choked, except for a coach.
So let me tell everybody how it works now. Okay, so first of all, get your account up at the Island Game. All right, we are the name you can trust. Again, sign up at Wolf Road. Go to theislandgame.com. You can go in our sports book. Now, all you got to do is make a $20 or more bet on any game. Like, you could pick my Sixers, for example, to be beaten up on whoever they beat up on next, right? And you say put $25 for the Sixers, let's say. That will make you eligible for a sheet, okay? So you will get a chance to participate in our March Madness Perfect Bracket Challenge. $100,000 for every correct sheet. You heard me right.
$100,000.
So you make your $20 or more purchase and bet on the Island game on our sports book, you will automatically get a sheet to enter. Now, you could do that up until the 14th, right? That will make you eligible to get in our perfect bracket challenge. $100,000 for the winner. And by the way, if we do not get a winner, whoever has the best bracket, you know, we'll get to split up $1,000.
Can't go wrong with that.
So you're still winning something. Then after the 14th, if you're still making bets on the games or whatever games are out there, we have also started a Sweet 16 challenge.
Ooh, right.
So you'll get your chance after that to compete in the Sweet 16
and
challenge.
And then hopefully there'll be a final, an Elite 8 and then a Final 4. And
hopefully it's a winner. So you get your chance to win yourself $500 in that pool. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we see it all the time on TV. And now it's actually here where we could actually have a little fun, responsible fun. Now,
right, because the Island game always reminds you to play responsibly.
I have a question, guys.
Go ahead, Burley.
If I go to Wolf Road tomorrow to sign up for an account, what do I carry with me? My passport, my driver's license,
yes,
my voter's card,
you got,
or just
it,
my good looks?
All of the above.
And then and then don't wear that dolphin outfit either, because I'm
do I need more than one ID, or do you need, give us a breakdown?
You are going to need two IDs, and usually you end up needing like a letter to prove your residence.
Yeah.
Right? That's usually how it works. But you're a dolphin fan for true.
Letter or a bill, yeah. Pearly's a diehard dolphin, man.
Yeah. But them getting to her. You don't think it's done?
No, nah, he's going to be there. He's
you think he's
going to be fine.
You don't think they should move on from Tua?
What about the Raiders?
Why? Because he got hurt a couple of times?
Concussions don't go away.
When Brees got hurt. When Drew Brees had an opportunity to Miami and they went to New Orleans, nobody gave up on him.
Hmm.
So give him a chance. Now, if he have a bad year this year, then fine. We know what to do.
Yeah.
But you give him extension. You honor his fifth year of his rookie contract, and that's his audition.
Well, it's definitely financially a good way to go.
Yeah. Now, my question is, how about the Raiders?
Now, the only person I'll accept there, if Lamar comes there, I'll be happy.
Lamar going to Vegas,
he's baby. Going to Vegas. That's
he's
what I'm
going
hearing,
to
right?
Vegas. We are going to rope him.
That's why I'm asking, because everybody has backed off of Lamar Jackson. Everybody.
Why?
Except for the Raiders.
But I don't understand
the Dolphins,
why. Why?
The Ravens. The Falcons.
How could the Falcons,
the Jaguars,
the Panthers, and
the
all
Panthers,
them not be interested in Lamar? How could they come out? See, there's something wrong with the owners of the NFL.
Apparently, it's $34.9 million for this season and then first-round draft picks to do business. I think that's the big hurdle.
Yeah, but this is the top three quarterback in the NFL, MVP, only 20. All of those teams, what do they desperately need?
I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. If you get Josh Jacobs signed, you franchised him, but if you get him signed to a deal, you got Devontae Adams.
I don't want to sign him to no long deal.
You got two
running back.
You got two good tight ends.
Yes.
That's a good fit for Lamar Jackson.
It's a great fit. We got weapons. Our trouble is we got no defense, so we'll have to outscore. But that's what the NFL is today, right? It's
right.
Not about when you and I were growing up watching the game initially, it was defense wins championships. That ain't the case no more. If you watched the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago, there was no defense played in that game, okay? There you go. They had the two best teams in the league, and they couldn't play defense. So there you go. So the Island game, theislandgame.com. Go ahead, keep your account verified. If you've changed, like, your phone number and stuff,
update.
Go ahead and update it, because let me tell you, great things are coming even after we do March Madness. You know, Percy's pension plan. We're coming in July and August.
That's awesome.
We're talking up to $1,000 a week for a year.
Ah, that pension plan don't play.
That's real. They're talking over $250,000
in
cash.
Back.
They
get
back.
I didn't get
cash mush. You already mentioned cash mush. And of course, we're going to have tournaments all throughout the year, so always stay tuned. We always got
Super
something
Bowl coming up and all of them stuff throughout
the
year.
You know, it's fun to be able to. I just started betting at the sports book.
Buddy, I can be honest with you. I come off stage at Jokers. Uh-huh. I catch the late games. Catch the live games. That keeps me entertained.
Yeah.
And if you know what you're doing, you can turn $10 into hundreds
of
dollars.
Man, let me tell you, I've had some fun doing some little parlays. And like you said, you know, you don't have to gamble big money to have fun.
No.
Right? Like you said, I get as excited over $20 bets as I do $50.
I think 75, I'm a happy man. I just say, hey, 10 times my money.
Your old math teacher will be happy with that.
There you go.
You've improved. It's good to hear. So we encourage everybody to check out the Island Game, theislandgame.com. We're going to have a lot of fun. March Madness is awesome sauce, whoever your favorite team is. I'm just hoping my Tar Heels make it.
And we're going to talk brackets next week on the show, getting you ready right up, you know, encouraging you to get registered. But we'll talk brackets, and Pearly and I will do something.
Maybe the Tar Heels didn't make it.
I think so.
How could they? I mean, number one preseason. Listen, lost in the finals last year after having, what, a 14-point lead
but
or something like
that's
that?
Carolina, and you don't expect nothing and watch them catch fire in the ACC tournament and then turn around and catch fire in the tournament. That's how they go.
I was hoping we'd catch fire with a little Duke last week. You know, they'd be our inspiration. But you shoot been 3-for-22 from three-point range. You ain't a win many games.
You're going home quick. Yeah.
You're like in the NBA these days.
Not the Lakers until LeBron leaves.
I don't even think the Lakers are. No.
Right now, I think Milwaukee's poised with Giannis over there in the East. They're still a strong contender.
You know who's
got
pressure on him right now?
And Jokic over there with Denver in the West.
Got to be scary, but our boy had some pressure on him, Ayton.
Yeah.
DeAndre is a key for Phoenix because Phoenix got the talent to win the whole thing. And he is actually, in my opinion, you look at that team play, the key.
He is the key.
He's the key. If he gives them some offense.
If you take away Booker and you take away Durant or you try sell out doing that, he's going to have a one-on-one matchup that he needs to exploit.
He needs to do better offensively, man. He needs a couple moves, man.
Boy, we got to get you back on here, man. We can't let you go into retirement like that, man. We got to get you back on and talk
man,
sports,
you know, it's been 25. You know what my wife told me? I've done morning show for 25 years, right? My wife told me, you've been talking for 25 years. Time to spend the next 25 listening.
Oh, Jesus. That's what I got to look forward to when I retire? That's why you've always been an inspiration.
You're
always giving me the cheat sheet and the cliff notes ahead of time.
Work as long as you can.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you, as always, Eddie and man of the Island Game doing big things. And, of course, we're going to get it out there. We got to get to the first break. But
yeah, man.
Good talking to you. Glad
great
to know
to
you're
see
doing
you. Thanks
well.
For having me in, man.
And enjoy, you know. Whenever you need to hop on the mic, man, just call me. It's here for you.
We'll have to do it again. And, again, go to theislandgame.com. Go ahead and sign up today. Let's have a lot of fun with March Madness and all the great tournaments that will be coming up throughout the course of the year. Percy's Pension Plan, of course, CashMus. I love working with companies that give back, though.
Yeah,
I got to say,
awesome.
Man.
That's why I've always been a big supporter of America and the crew.
They don't have
to
do it, right?
But they do.
They don't have to do it.
But they do.
They do. And let me tell you, that separates, because that's an industry where they get beaten up a lot. And I think it's so unfair because they have reached back more than any other industry in this country.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to the break. And, of course, like I said, we're going to keep doing big things with the Island Game. We'll be talking with Pearlie and the crew on the flip side of the break. We got Bahamas Flag Football League chiming in. We got Peter chiming in. And, of course, Pearlie will be there, too. So we'll be chopping it up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, March 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, March 8th edition of Talking Heads. We still got Pearly in the studio. We still got Pearly zoomed in. Pearly Pearl, what's going on? We got Peter. We got Peter going to zoom in a second. We got Peter lined up.
And hey, And we got good day, gents.
We got Bianca from Bali, correct?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I actually have a team I'm putting forward in the Fly Football League now.
Pretty, you find a team in every league. Dear God, who do you pull for? Who do you pull for?
Avengers.
I don't know.
Men's team. Which one? The women's team or the men's team?
Any gals?
It's the women's team, clearly, Peter. You know where Pearly's going with that.
Well, you know, I always hold out hope for Pearly. You know, he's always evolving as a human being. So you never know.
Actually, I was getting buying some food the other day, and two young ladies walked into the restaurant and they start talking football. It's like they're talking about linebackers and the safety moving up the play to run. I'm like, what y'all know about football? Oh, we play. And they said they play for the Avengers. So I said, I come into a game, and they said, please. And I said, don't play. Y'all don't know me. Oh, they said, no, we can be happy to have you there. So I'm playing for the Avengers.
But Pearly, you got to know that you know, when you talk women's football, though, you like dynasties, right? You got to check out the Wildcats, all right?
No, I know about the Wildcats.
I hear they've won multiple titles. I hear they work, but I'm hearing.
Yes.
But via the barbershop, that's what I'm hearing.
I'm pulling for the Avengers.
All right, so I guess we got our rivalry lined up then this year. You go Avengers, I'll go Wildcats. Fair enough?
Okay, that's good. I like that.
And Peter can be the mediator. Is that cool?
Yeah, that works.
Or you have another team in the race.
I love all of the teams in the league, but note the Wildcats were coached by the late Philip Ramey, who was a Jet. And God bless that. He's one of the best human beings.
Big filthy man. Come on now.
Yes.
One of the best football players I've ever met in my life. Now, today is International Women's Day, and we're lucky to have Bianca, president of the Bahamas Flag Football League.
Hi, Bianca.
She also plays for a team. Bianca, which team do you play for?
Phoenix Fire.
Woo! Okay.
But don't be mad at me because I pulled for the Avengers. I'll still pull for you on the side.
Not mad at you at all.
That's your side DNA, Pearly.
We love our fans, regardless of who you come out to cheer for.
There you go. But Bianca, glad to have you on again. And of course, part of International Women's Day. And happy International Women's Day to you and all the ladies from the Flag Football League.
Thank you.
Wanted to make sure I chop it up with you guys, because if there's one league that is very well attended, it's the Flag. But if there's one league that's more enthusiastic than any and talks the most smack and is the most fired up, is the ladies' division of the Bahamas Flag Football League. Y'all talk the most smack. The most, period. I love it. That's right up my alley. I mean, like Pearly said, you know, you have people talking football and defense and all that. The girls really take it seriously. Their rivalries are important to them. The training's important. Y'all really, you know, go hard for the season.
It's a sport. It's a passion. And so, yes, most definitely. It's part of our lives.
And talking, it kind of seems that way, you know, especially on the ladies' side. The teams seem very connected and, you know, everybody kind of got that family vibe to it. And when you look at the teams, a lot have been around for years.
Yes. So I've been a part of the league now since 2012. Many of us have been there from 2009, from inception, and are still out there, either coaching, playing, or assisting in some way, shape, or form to help to grow the league. And so it's great to see the new faces. It's great to see the veterans. We are promoting a legacy pass for our past players so that they can come out and enjoy the season, the tournaments, the entire year with the Bahamas Flag Football League and continue to remain part of the family. We're very excited about this legacy pass, and because we want everybody to know that, you know, no matter what, as long as you played ball, you're part of our family. And so we're looking forward to getting those passes handed out and for people to sport them and say, hey, I have my legacy pass. You know, you should get one too. It is members only. And so you would have had to have played in the BFFL between 2009 and last year, so 2022. And so it should be interesting. We have several applicants. So it's a great help to grow the community.
Mm-hmm. And Bianca, preseason kicked off on Sunday. So what was that like, being the league president, also a player? What was that like being on the field and all the excitement and everything else that goes along with it?
It was a beautiful day on Sunday. It started off with some rain. So we got caught in rain. However, it was a really fantastic day. The fan base was wonderful. The games were fantastic. And so good competition. During preseason, teams tend to not put their veterans on the field or, you know, their main players. They let their rookies go out there and do their stuff. However, the competition was good. It was definitely good watching the teams get out there and put their best foot forward. And, you know, with week one coming up this Sunday, things will definitely shift because now it matters. It matters. It matters whether you get the W or you get the L. And so Sunday is going to be a lot more intense than what this past Sunday brought.
Yeah, I plan on being there, and I'm sure Dottie's going to come out to support the Wildcats. Earl will be there to support the Lady Avengers. And I think I was there on London Sunday just passed, and the Wildcats looked like a well-oiled machine. They looked like they're ready to roll today. They're ready to go. The Lady Avengers played very well. But like I said, a lot of their some of the backup players played, but they played very good defense. The men's teams, the Lions look ready to go. They look ready to go, and so the Predators look good. The Team Red Dot, their quarterback, coming off of injury from last year, he was a little rusty in the first half, but the second half he was back on point. And you saw a lot of exciting football. Good passes, great catches, amazing, very athletic play. The line play is usually kind of defines what you can do on offense. But offensive lines played very well. It gave the quarterbacks time. And I saw a lot of creativity. More creativity this year than I think in years past. Coaches are more willing to go outside what's traditionally been the playbook for Bahamas football. And you see a lot more creativity. And that added to a lot of the fun to the experience.
Pearly, I got something for you, Pearly. I just got an update of the schedule. Somebody just said it to me. They said the first game of the season, Avengers versus Wildcats.
What day is that?
I think that's Saturday, right? On Sunday, right, Bianca? This Sunday coming up, right?
What time? Yep.
So first game's 1:30. I'll be there.
You better listen, man. That works out well. My son's baseball game should be wrapping up around that time. That's the perfect time for the cooler there, Pearly.
Where they playing at the Thomas?
Correct.
Peter. So we're at the Thomas A. Robinson Field.
Okay, at the Thomas. Okay, I'll be there.
Peter, are you contributing to the cooler collection and contribution fund?
I will be there regardless. I will contribute, but I may not drink from it. So I will
have to. So we have vendors on site. So you're not allowed to bring in your own booze.
We can't bring no coolers. So we can buy from the vendors though, right?
You can do yes.
So I can bring my empty cooler and then stock up, right?
There you go.
I'll support the cause. I don't have no problem with that. I'm an international tailgater. I'm proficient in tailgating anywhere. You just show me the rules and the libation and we'll work it out.
Excellent. So we have some great vendors coming out this weekend. And
they'll be out every weekend, right? You'll have vendors every weekend out to the games, correct?
Yes, we do. Yes. So it's meant to be a one-stop shop. So, you know, you come from the first game, you stay straight through till the end. We
Sounds
have drinks,
like-
we have food, and definitely entertainment.
Pearly, looks like we got something to do till the NFL kicks back off in August, man.
I tell you, football never dies.
It never dies.
No, it doesn't.
There you go. Well, we want to thank you for stopping by and getting us up to snuff, Bianca. Anything else you want to share league-wise that the league might want to get out there?
We are very thankful to the sponsors that sponsor our teams as well as come on board with the league. We're very grateful for them because without them, It would be really difficult for the teams to get up and running, get uniformed. Oh, I am so excited about seeing the uniforms on Sunday. Preseason, nobody wanted to pull out the uniforms. Nobody wanted to present what they had in store for everybody. And so Sunday is going to be a really, really visually appealing day. So you will not want to miss that.
I am looking forward to the uniforms.
So, you know, it's week one is most definitely one of the most exciting because it really, really gets the season kicked off. It's the first time to get your scores on the board. So this is a very important one. We are really excited. Fans, please come out. The gate is $6. And make sure to bring your chair, your umbrella. We're working on tents for you. Come out, spend the day with us. No, not at this time.
Okay.
All right. So, Sunday it is, Pearly. Peter, we can go out and check out the games in the afternoon. Check out the ladies' action and check out the men's action, too. Should be a full bevy of games out there. So, I think we might have a spot on Sundays to fill that football Jones. I think it's a good thing.
From the Avengers out there, hear my voice. Link you at the station so they can I need a T-shirt.
All right, we'll work that out.
I'll pass on the message.
I got to come with my team. I told the two young ladies I'm going to support them. I'm going to put for them.
All right.
Pearly got a team. Let's roll.
There you go.
Yeah. One was the linebacker. She played safety last year. She's the linebacker. And the other one, I think, she's like the team manager.
Okay.
Did you get a name or what number she
was? It's so embarrassing. I can't remember the name. They can kill me. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know she said she played safety last. She played linebacker this year. Kind of cute.
I will get the name and her jersey number for you by the end of the week.
Okay. All right. They met me in Lumpy's restaurant in Chipping Arm. I was getting food that evening.
Okay. Okay.
Good. No problem. Shameful plug for Lumpy's.
All right. And with that being said, we want to thank you, Bianca. Enjoy the rest of International Women's Day. We'll see you out there on the field. And we'll get to the second break right now. And on the flip side of the break, gents, we got to talk some NBA. We got to talk some NFL as we take care of the last 15 on the show. But thanks again, Bianca.
Just before we go on this International Women's Day, I'm finding women's sports to be a lot more exciting. Flag football, particularly women basketball. I've been getting off on the NCAA college player tournament. So, women's sports are growing, and it is more exciting than you would think. I encourage people to watch it and help and support them.
Yeah, man. Women's sports, like I said, if you want to watch some good fundamental textbook basketball, watch the NCAA tournament with the women's teams.
Well, you know, I'm an Angel Reese fan from LSU, so she's a pie to begin with, but great ball player.
You know,
so,
I got to go with Ole Miss, man, and Coach McQueen McPhee, man. You know, Coach, that's how we roll.
Angel, oh, Lord, Angel. No, man, Angel. She looks. I can send you a picture. You can see why.
Anyway, come, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break before Pearly fall out into the fat fryer, into the air fryer. Let's get to the break.
Carifta Tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dream
games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Shut up. for the land, the forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is kicking falling down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, it's everybody.
All right, we still got Pearly, we still got Peter, right? All
yes,
right.
Sir.
All right. Down the home stretch we come, man. We got a couple of things to talk about because we only got a couple minutes left in the show. But things popping up now that we got to look at on the radar as far as who's in and who's out, you know, out of the out of breaking news right now. Syracuse head coach and Hall of Famer announced his decision to retire after 47 seasons. I'm talking about Jim Boeheim about Syracuse.
They lost earlier today. They were saying he was going to not make that announcement.
All right. Then some things popping up from around the league. Police won't charge Ja Morant, so he won't get any gun charges out of that. So I think a huge suspension won't be coming because of that. Grant Williams rejected a $50 million contract. This from the Celtics. How could he turn down a $50 million contract?
Yeah, that's a four-year $50 million contract, so that's like $12 million a year.
Yeah, but still, for him, that's money, bro. You need to look at that.
But he balling now, so what you think he can get next year?
He trying to you know, roll the dice on himself, I guess.
I guess so.
All right. Now, here's a little something that might be interesting to you, Pearly. Brought a tear to my eye. You know, Mariano Rivera is actually pitching in the World Baseball Classic.
You're kidding me.
No, he is, man.
For Panama?
Yeah.
They really need to close it up a lot?
And listen, I'm telling you now, he came out, and I'm only getting you fired up. He didn't pitch. He only threw out the opening ball, okay? Just let me have my moment. Let me have my moment, okay? Let me just have my moment. It was good to see Sandman on the mound again. And
who's Mike Piazza coaching? I saw him coaching somebody.
He's in Italy. He's coaching the Italian team.
He looked pretty good in the batter's box. We've been taking some practice.
Man, leave Piazza right where he is.
Right exactly where he is, talking craziness.
But a couple of things. Games on tap tonight in the NBA. Let's have a look who you like. And, of course, you know, you can always bet your parlays with the Island Game Sportsbook.
Well, you see my Lakers are now in ninth place, so we're in the playoff. We're in the playoff thing. But just before we go, a big upset
Thanks to AD with the 30 and 20 again. 38 and 22.
Yeah, but you know, we missed a big upset in the World Baseball Classic today. The Netherlands beat Cuba 4-2.
Dear God, what did the Bahamas do today?
We ain't playing
in the first game.
We play, I think, tomorrow or later on in the week.
Against
Panama beat China. China, Taipei, actually. Chinese Taipei. Australia and Korea playing in Panama and the Netherlands play. Again, they play later on today? How's that? I guess so.
Wow. So let's keep an eye on it. But tonight.
I can't believe the Netherlands beat Cuba.
I'm shocked. Is it double elimination or single elimination?
No, is the top two finishes in each pool move on.
All right, so Cuba will be back. Trust me. They got caught slunking. Trust me when I tell you. Tonight in the NBA, you got the Hawks and the Wizards at 7. The Blazers and the Celtics at 7:30. The Cavs and the Heat at 7:30. The Mavs and the Pelicans at 7:30. Bulls and the Nuggets at 9. Thunder and the Suns at 9. Raptors and the Clippers at 10 p.m. If I'm going to do a parlay with the Island game today, I'm going with the Celtics over the Blazers, the Cavaliers over the Heat, the Mavericks over the Pelicans, Nuggets over the Bulls. I ain't touching the rest.
Game.
I ain't touching that. I don't trust that.
But we want the Clippers to lose tonight because they lose tonight and we're tied with them in the lost column. And we want the Pelicans to get beat tonight because they're tied with us in the lost column now, so we want them to fall further behind us.
We need all of that to fall into place.
Yeah.
All of that.
But you know, if you look at it, the fifth place team is Dallas. They got 32 losses. We got 34 losses.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so they're only two games above ahead of the Lakers in terms of records. So it's possible the Lakers can finish sixth. It's possible. If they continue playing like they're playing now, I think they can do very well.
They can definitely what I like do about well. Them is,
Credit to do. I don't like him, but they need him. If he can come back healthy, I won't call his name. If he can come back healthy just before the playoffs, and hole up during the playoffs, the Lakers could be a very scary team, a very, very scary team to play.
They could be, but he need to come back.
Yeah, but he'll come back. He'll probably come back around April 1, April 2, somewhere around there. He'll come back to get one or two in before the season over and be ready for the playoffs, which is fine with me. If we continue to play, we're playing. I want D'Lo to come back.
But D'Lo coming back in short order.
AD should be back pretty soon.
AD is doing what the Lakers brought him there to do. He's showing that, hey, I'm the heir apparent. He says, y'all don't need to trade me. If I stay healthy, I can carry this team on my back. And that's what he's doing. He got that team on his back, and he takes.
That's exactly what it's doing. That is true. You guys got an opinion on the Lamar Jackson issue?
Well, listen, I wanted to hear from you guys because in the final five today, Rich Eisen going to break it down for us. But yeah.
Well, what happened? So now what has happened is there's $32
million. $34 million. $34.9 million plus two first-round draft picks.
What that means if nobody goes after him, that's what they pay him this year. But if,
for 1 year guaranteed, right?
1 year guaranteed. But if the Steelers go after him and they pay him $29 million, Baltimore just has to match it. But see, the bottom line is Baltimore is putting him to the test, and I'd be insulted if I was him. Because Baltimore is telling him, hey, let's see how much you really worth. If anybody offers you, we'll pay you.
Right. So all they have to do, right, that's exactly what they're doing. You're totally right. Totally right. All they're doing is letting another team negotiate terms with him. And then he's like, okay, I'm with them. I agree with that. Then they just go ahead and match the offer.
Yep, again, and then another team, and yeah. But if another team signs, and they give him two first-round picks.
And I know, Pearl, you probably can disagree with me, but that's fine. Because, you know, we have that respect where we can disagree with each other. But he's not an upgrade as a passer over Tua.
He's not an upgrade as a passer over Tua, no. Not a pocket passer over Tua. But he would be an upgrade in terms of what he brings in the running game and what he puts there, what he makes defense have to do. Most defenses know that Tua is going to be well protected, but Tua would pick you to pieces. But Lamar can pass as well, but Lamar, what he can do with his feet is what is the most scary thing about
him. But Lamar can pass. Lamar is not, you run a rhythm offense. Lamar is not a rhythm quarterback. 1, 2, 3, through the football.
I agree. And that's why I don't think, I would accept him because I think he would be a help to the Dolphins in terms of they'll have to change their offense, but it'll be a help to the Dolphins.
Entire offense has to change because of him.
Yeah, but you can bringing him there with Waddle and Tyreek Hill, that's a no-brainer. You can do that. But the bottom line is I would prefer Tua to be there. I like Tua. I think Tua is the future of the Dolphins. Tua has a good, healthy year. I see the Dolphins could be in the money very soon.
I think Naughty's 100% correct. No one's giving up two first-round picks. Then if you turn around and negotiate a new contract, there's nobody doing, because you're not going to give him $32 million. You're trading for him. When you trade for him, then you have to give him a new contract. He wants, what, $235 million
guaranteed. Yeah.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. No one's going to even play full. You didn't finish each of the last two seasons.
Okay? Deshaun Watson, that's his name. And he played one, and he got a fully guaranteed contract.
Okay, from who? From who?
From who? Yeah, agreed.
One of the worst organizations in professional sports.
Point taken.
The Browns are a disaster.
Point taken.
The Patriots wouldn't give that to Deshaun.
No.
The Ravens sure won't. The Steelers won't. Let's go to the well-run organizations in the NFL. Dallas, even though Jerry acts like he's crazy, Jerry is very fiscally responsible. He wouldn't give it to him. The 49ers wouldn't. John Lynch wouldn't give it to him. The Seattle Seahawks definitely wouldn't give that a contract. So it's an outlier. It's a contract that's no one. I don't know if you're going to see a contract like that again.
Probably not. And, maybe you never know. Some crazy owner that may do it again.
I think, in fact, Mahomes' contract is not fully guaranteed, and he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. I heard some comments today. People look at the contract that Daniel Jones signed and said it's a ridiculous amount of money. But if you really dig into it, it's not bad, a bad contract for the Giants, you know.
No, because they can dump him after two seasons.
Not only that, but even though the guarantee money is $82 million, you look at what other quarterbacks above him guarantee money was a lot higher than him. So it shows that he's basically getting guarantee money based on the level of football quarterback talent he is. And that's what the market. So it really frees them up to try sign Barkley. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, and also the last year of Daniel Jones's contract is $46 million. None of it's guaranteed.
And he ain't going to be around for that. Trust me.
He ain't going to be around. Even if he's around for that, they can cut him. They can cut that contract or try to renegotiate.
Well, listen,
he's not going to be around for that.
Good stuff today, fellas. I appreciate y'all chiming in with the interviews and everything and dealing with a real busy show today. We'll chop it up.
No. You don't get to sneak away. Tony Pollard got the franchise tag.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, Peter.
Pay the man, Zeke money.
Well, we'll talk about that and some of the potential moves coming up draft day with the Cowboys may make, the Bears may make, and the Dolphins may make tomorrow. But right now, we got Rich Eisen taking us home on the take we just talked about on Lamar Jackson. Let's see Rich Eisen's insight where Lamar may end up. Eddie might be onto something. The Raiders may be the dark horse in this and end up scooping him up. You know if anybody will throw away draft picks, it's the Raiders.
If they get that, it'll be a great move for them.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders draft Anthony Richardson out of Florida. He fits what McDaniels has done in the past. Cater's quarterback, physical specimen. McDaniels think he can develop anybody. But maybe they go after Lamar Jackson.
That'll be interesting. We'll see.
We'll see. And here's Rich Eisen now. Good stuff, fellas. Right, we'll talk again tomorrow. Y'all be safe. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads for the March 9th edition, which is the Thursday edition right here on Guardian 96.9 FM.
Early, as a matter of fact, that they had franchise tagged Lamar Jackson, and the key was how would they franchise tag them? And I'd been mentioning over the last week or so that if I were the Ravens, I would non-exclusive franchise tag him. What does that mean? That means that he can go seek a deal with any team in the NFL that wants his services and could be able to, if they sign and match the offer, they would be able to acquire Lamar Jackson for two first-round picks this year and next. And they could tell Lamar, you go find your deal. Don't take our word for it. You go find it. And that's what they did. They non-exclusive franchise tagged him. Now, the owner of the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti, put out, you know, a statement talking about last year, how much they love him. And we haven't heard much from him. We've heard from the coach, they love him. We've heard from the teammates, they love him. We've heard from the general manager, they love him. But not enough to give him the contract that he's apparently looking for, which is the Deshaun Watson, I want every penny guaranteed contract. Eric DaCosta, the general manager, saying in a statement that they haven't reached a long-term deal with Lamar. They'll use the franchise tag. There's many instances across the league and in Baltimore when a player has been designated with the franchise tag and signed a long-term deal that same year. We will continue to negotiate in good faith with Lamar and hopeful that we can strike a long-term deal that's fair to both Lamar and the Ravens. Our ultimate goal is to build a championship team with Lamar Jackson leading. They have between now and middle of June to strike that deal. If they don't, then Lamar plays on the franchise tag unless he finds a deal with a team that has two first-round picks to offer in a row, in succession. We put a pin in that point for a moment. There's two ways to look at it. How in the world are the Ravens not coming to a deal with a guy who's a former MVP of this league, who's as good as he has shown? And a lot of people out there are saying as well, the fact that other teams out there have, in fact, not jumped already at the chance, but instead, as a matter of fact, on top of it, have come out when asked, I guess, by reporters, are you interested in Lamar Jackson? They've said no. Peter Schrager, my colleague from the NFL Network, Fox, and Good Morning Football, within 5 minutes had a tweet saying that the Falcons are not interested. Lamar, as we all know, would be a rock star in the ATL. And they could use a quarterback, one would think. But the Falcons say no. Then J.J. Watt had a fascinating tweet, and I will read it to you. J.J. Watt came out, and he's confused. J.J. Watt said, why are all these teams so publicly, quote unquote, out on Lamar Jackson's important position in the entire NFL? What am I missing here? And RG3 and others are flat out accusing NFL owners without coming out and saying the word collusion of colluding. Because they don't want to pay any quarterback in the league in the manner in which the Browns decided to pay Deshaun Watson. And the Falcons have already, one would think, proven that because they were in on Lamar Jack, on Deshaun Watson, with everything hanging over Deshaun Watson's